Customer Relations Meet, Tuesday, February 2nd. And Ted, I know that you and Amy have a lot of information that you would like to share with the board. That was the purpose of this. So I'll turn it over to you as far as our next steps and how we move through all of this.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, we have two topics of discussion to this evening. We wanted to revisit the weighted voting considerations and talk about the negotiations schedule going forward. Both of those agenda items came out of the discussion we had in closed session at the board meeting. I think Amy is prepared to share once again the information related to options for weighted voting and the percentages and how that looks. Then I think we were looking to have a conversation about the board's preference and the strategy of moving that question forward. I think at some point it may be appropriate to take that that discussion into closed session, but I will let the board inform us or let us know when you think that time becomes appropriate. But I think that our discussions on how we want to move that forward and certainly the negotiation schedule would be appropriate discussions to consider having in closed session. So does the board have a preference on whether we share the...
Is the information that's being shared, is it different than what was shared in the previous open meeting?
No. Not in terms of the weighted voting.
I mean, it seems to me, unless there's new information to be shared there, the real purpose of this discussion is more on strategy. It has to do with strategy when it comes to the negotiation schedule and certain strategy items. Perhaps weighted voting is one of those that impacts how we hold these discussions.
I would agree, Graham, that the information that we have to share on weighting is not new. We just wanted to be sure and have it available in case there was a specific question or someone wanted to revisit it. But if not, then I think it becomes more of just a strategic discussion about how that plays in and how we want to move the process forward.
Okay. That being said, if you would entertain it, Sue, I would make a motion for us to go into closed session.
Counselor, do we need to have this read as to why we're going into closed session?
If you'd like, I could read a formal form of motion that we've been using.
That's great.
And I think before I do that, to be clear, the topic to be considered in closed session would be the strategy for negotiation of open issues. Is that the topic? And is that considered sufficiently narrow to allow the board to make an informed vote?
I would certainly say that captures the items to be discussed. I'm not sure it's up to me whether that's narrow.
Yeah. I mean, we in our previous closed session, we left some open items to discuss. There's still another meeting we're going to talk about specific financial issues when it comes to asset transfer. That's not what we're going to discuss today.
Right.
This has more to do, in my view, with the strategy of the discussions, and that has, I guess, impacts the when and how we discuss certain items.
Let me suggest that the motion be a motion that the board conduct a closed session to discuss strategy and to receive confidential legal advice under Iowa Code Section 388.9, which permits the governing body of a city utility to hold a closed session to discuss marketing and pricing strategies and proprietary information that may impact its competitive position by disclosures not required of a potential or actual competitor with respect to the strategy for the ongoing negotiation over creating an integrated regional water authority.
I so move.
Is there a second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, Michelle, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Certainly. Ashbrenner?
Yes.
Bolton?
Yes.
Gillette?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Muggs?
And just to be clear, we will be going into a different link for this meeting, for this closed session, but I don't believe we will be taking an action when we come out. And so I would, if it's all right with Ted, excuse all of the other members that will not be part of the closed session. You would not have to come back at the end of this closed session meeting because we will not be taking action. Is that agreeable?
I would agree, Sue, and I will just offer also that I don't have plan to make any additional CEO or general manager comments after the closed session, so there really won't be.
Okay. With that, everyone has the link, I believe, from Michelle for us to go into closed session, and we'll see you there.
Thank you.